And just around the corner is the 25th annual quilt show from the Rainy Day Quilters. Sherry Davis joins us this morning to give us some info. Good morning.
Sure. Hi, Maria. Thanks for having me back again. Yes, our 25th annual quilt show is this year, so we're kind of excited about having reached that goal, 25 years. The show is free. The show is this weekend at the Ted Perry Civic Center. It's Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 10 to 4. And, of course, as usual, we have a beautiful raffle quilt. It's a picture right there. Maria can say whether she thinks it's beautiful. we have raffle tickets available during the show, and we'll raffle it off on Sunday afternoon. Some lucky person will win that gorgeous quilt. And we are also doing some different things this year. Instead of having judges like we've had in the past, we're just letting the public be the only judges. So where you used to be able to pick a quilt, one quilt was people's choice. Well, this year we're doing three people's choice, first, second, and third place, and that's the only judging we're doing. So your vote is important to see, you know, which quilt you think is the most wonderful one in the show.
Is there a reason for that change?
We're trying something different. The judging part was a lot of work for the members. They had to judge the show as a whole before we got our community people in there to give the actual prizes that were and people were just interested. A lot of people are just interested in showing their quilts. They don't want to be in any kind of a competitive atmosphere, really. And so this is just an experiment to see how it goes and should be fun. Plus, we've got – last year we had a really popular feature. We had an iSpy kind of thing, so you could go around, take a little ballot and go around and find certain features. I remember one was the word boo in a quilt, and somebody had taken little tiny pieces of Halloween fabric and incorporated them into a quilt that had nothing to do with Halloween, and people had the darndest time finding boo in the quilts, but they had a lot of fun looking, and we're going to do that again. We're also doing a project that Marvely Otis has come up with called Make and Take. She's showing people how to do wool applique, which has become a really popular thing in quilting. And so you can sign up to be in a class, and there's going to be three of them on Saturday and two of them on Sunday, to show you how to do the stitches, and you'll go home with a little project, a little heart and in wool, and that's going to be kind of fun.
And are there certain times for those?
There's certain times. I believe 11, 2, and 3 on Saturday. And I can't remember the times on Sunday, but all that information will be available at the door. So
when you walk in, you can sign up.
When you walk in, you can sign up, yeah.
Can you speak a little bit about the Rainy Day Quilters? Obviously, it's been at least around 25 years. How long has that organization been going?
Actually, the organization is older than the show. And some of the original members, the charter members, Barb Massenburg, from the Episcopal Church, is one of the original charter members. Peggy Gelbrick, whom I know a lot of people remember. Angie Tilson, whom a lot of people remember. Both Peggy and Angie are coming for the show this year because it's, you know, historic for us. A few members started a guild. I don't remember the exact date, but it's been, like I say, longer than 25 years. And the purpose of the guild is to promote the education for quilt makers. We bring in teachers. We pay with our raffle quilt money. We pay for people that are famous across the country for their quilting to come in and teach us. And we have an excellent reputation for quality of our quilts. I know I've been to shows in the lower 48 that don't even come close to matching up, even in big areas. We have such exquisite workmanship and such from some of our members. And then we have everything from beginners to people who've been doing it for most of their lives. So it's pretty amazing.
And what does it mean to be a member? Do you get together and quilt together? Or what happens?
If you you can become, anybody can become a member, and we're trying to promote membership. It's $35 a year. We have a quilt guild meeting on the fourth Tuesday of every month at Holy Name down in the basement. And we do things like we have games and we have competitions, you know, challenge each other to do certain kinds of projects. And we we do a lot of community service. Kathy Tillotson's in charge of that, and we do bibs for everybody that comes in and out of the Wish. We do bibs for the Pioneer Home, pillowcases for Wish. We've made quilts for all the beds in Wish at one time or another. We make quilts for social services to give out to kids that have to be taken out of a bad situation or whatever. We produce a lot, and fire quilts. We make quilts, and we will be tying those at the show, and you can help put a few ties in if you'd like, a few stitches in. We make quilts for anybody that's lost everything in a fire, which are really, really appreciated, as you can imagine. So we do a lot, and we do scholarships. We try to do, you know, as much education and information, and that's one of the benefits of becoming a member is even if you're just interested in quilting and you've never done it before, if you come to our meetings, you can come to some meetings before you ever have to join, you'll find that people are really free with their advice and their help, and you'll find somebody to give you, you know, help you through some kind of a sticky wicket you might have come up with if you're trying to make a quilt on your own. And it's just camaraderie. It's fun. Everybody's interested in the same things, so we get along most of the time really well.
And it seems as though quilting is extremely popular in this town.
It's very
maybe in Alaska. I don't
well, know. It is. And different parts of the country have more interest in it, I think. But Ketchikan is a big quilting town. We only have, you know, at any given time, maybe 80 to 100 members. But I know for a fact there's at least 3 or 4 times that many people who actually quilt. So, and they drift in and out of the guild, you know, people come in for a while and then they get other interests and go away, but they come back. So it's pretty interesting to see how much of that there is around town.
I was just going to say, with the quilt show that again is coming up this weekend, what varieties of quilts will people see there? I mean, obviously you can't describe everyone or talk about everyone, but at least a sense of what the show
is
like.
We have everything from really basic quilts that we've got quilts made by little kids that are beginning quilters. We've got quilts that are very intricate and involved. Marvelly Otis has made a quilt that I just think is to die for. It's a combination of wool and cotton and silk and all sorts of other fabrics, and it's got embellishments and lots of bright colors and everything. It's just fun to look at. We've got really intricately involved tiny pieces of quilts. Some of them are little quilts. Some of them are big quilts with tiny pieces. Dina Minicucci is in charge of the show. Dina and Judy Madden are in charge of the show this year. And we don't have as many quilts this year. We're kind of in a little bit of a decline as far as how many quilts people are entering. But every quilt has to be one that has never been in the show before. So each year we have a complete new group of quilts. So you can imagine that gets to be kind of interesting. But, last night we brought the quilt. We had the time for people to bring their quilts in, and today we're hanging the quilts, and there's some just gorgeous quilts, as usual, that people will just be in awe of, and it's lots of fun to see them.
And I was talking to somebody the other day about just fabric in general, and that sometimes it just depends on what fabrics are available or what's mm-hmm. happening that year or whatever that may inspire people to create something very different.
Absolutely. You see design, you see fabric in the quilt store and you think, oh, I could do X with that. I do that all the time. Unfortunately, I have lots more projects started than I ever have finished, but because
that's
of that.
True of most of us.
But yeah, you get inspired by a particular fabric or a pattern you've seen in a magazine or in a store or in a book, and there's lots of ways to get excited about quilting. So,
do you also have, say, some historic quilts sometimes on display that people bring in?
Or? We do. This year, what we're doing that's really different, Mary Castle has set up a thing. I don't know if you've ever seen, we've had a bed turning where people brought in usually antique quilts, and they would rather than hanging them because they're really delicate, she'd put them on a bed and pile them up and then take one at a time off and tell a story about them. Well, this year she's doing the same thing, only this year she's got a little different angles. Because it's the 25th year, she's asked people to bring in quilts that mean something to them over the course of their quilting. So they could be somebody's quilt that the first quilt they ever made and it's not very – they don't think it's very good, and or – it could be a quilt that was also somebody, you know, from their family or whatever. I know one of the gals was talking about a really old quilt that she first made and then a really new quilt that she just made. So, you know, it could be that kind of a combination. That's fun to see, too.
Okay. And you also mentioned people would have an opportunity to – you mentioned the little mini classes.
Oh, yes.
But also that people can just do a stitch here and there on a –
on
quilt,
a
quilt
on
that'll
a,
be
what
donated.
We call a fire quilt, yeah. We'll have those set up in the corner of the show like we always do, and there'll be somebody there to give you an idea of how to make the stitches, basically a surgeon's knot. And you you can contribute to that, and the next time you see in the paper that somebody's gotten a fire quilt, you can say, I helped make that quilt, and that's fun.
Okay. So again, if people are interested either in getting involved with the Rainy Day Quilters, probably best to just go to the show and you can become a member there. Or
if you
find
come
out
to the
info.
Show, we'll have membership forms available if you're interested. Or you can just take note of the fact that we have our meetings at Holy Name, 6:30, Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month. And just come and drop in and join us. We'd be happy to have you. And like I say, we're always looking for new members. I'll be at the show wandering around. And if you're interested and you recognize me, you can come and ask me questions. And I'll give you the rundown on what fun things we have to do at the Quilt Guild. And
okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Sherry Davis with the Rainy Day Quilters. And again, their 25th annual quilt show is February 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and February 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. up at the Ted Ferry Civic Center. And I should ask you, you have that raffle quilt that will be raffled off. Is that after the final, after 4 p.m. or what? When will that happen?
I think we do it at 3 p.m. Usually do it at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Right,
okay.
Before the end of the show.
All right. Thank you so much.